Today on the News and Music Show, we have singer-songwriter Jim Robinson joining us. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
He's here live in the flesh, and he's going to be performing some songs for us. And in fact, why don't we kick things off with a song and take it away, Jim.
Okay, thanks.
From your new album, sounds like Down Home.
Yes.
Right, and it's about Black Megantic area, right? Because you grew up in that area?
Well, that's a good question, because that connection is off the main. It's from Megantic County, which is, I think, parallels the Black Megantic's in Frontenac County, I think.
Oh, okay, so yeah.
But Megantic County is around the Thetford Mines, Canaris Mills, Inverness, Lower Ireland. It's now called Saint Jean de Brébeuf.
Right.
But it was Lower Ireland when I was born.
Okay, and so how long were you there?
All of one year.
All of one year.
It made a lasting impression on me.
I guess so. Yes. And can you tell us a little bit about your new album? Sounds like Down Home, because it's a terrific album. I've been listening. You sent it to me at the beginning of the week, and I've been listening to it, and I'm absolutely in love with it. The songs are terrific.
Thank you. Well, the songs actually started with this song, which I wrote about 10 years ago, and it really does go back to the beginnings when I was born and references that area. And I didn't have any other songs to go with it. There's mm-hmm. no family, so to speak. So it's taken me 10 years to find the family of songs that seem to fit with this particular song.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to come together in the last couple of years. And so about in February of this year, it was recorded, mm-hmm. so it just came out about 6 weeks ago.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fresh. That's good. Okay, so now there's your second song on there. I think it's called Down Home,
mm-hmm.
and that one sort of struck me a little bit, and mm-hmm. I'm going to let you sing that one, and we'll talk about that afterwards, okay?
Great, yeah. Take the road out of Cookshire to East Angus, Wheaton, Disraeli, and Coleraine. Go through Thetford Mines and hang a left, and you'll end up on the old Q Range. Keep on going through the green rolling hills, past the Coxes and St. Jean de Brébeuf. Grandparents' day, it was Lower Ireland, and I was just a kid when we left. Yellow sun, sky blue, happy to be here, a little lonesome too. Wind blowing those big white clouds on home, above the lush green valley where the
Wonderful. I could just visualize myself going down this route here. That's great. And is there actually a Bullard Brook?
There is. And in our family, it's famous.
Really?
Yes.
Because Bullard is my married name. It's not my maiden name. But when I heard this song, I was so struck by this.
What was it? Well, it was coincidence because I noticed it after we spoke. And I thought, that's very interesting. The Bullard Brook was memory of my father, who used to, as a child, fish that brook. Because it ran through the valley near Lower Ireland, right down the center of that valley. And he always talked to me about, Jim, we've got to go back and fish that brook.
Is that right?
Which we never actually did. Mm-hmm. So it became more of a metaphor, I think, for a place of maybe a source of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was writing this song, I had the verses, but I could not find the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And then right out of the blue, I happened to hear a folk singer performing a song in Montreal, and for some reason something clicked, and I went home with this actually music in mind, and there it was, the chorus spelled out. But what really surprised me was the fact that it came right down and back to the Bullard Brook, which is the kind of the source of it all.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way water sometimes, the basis of water, the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
So that was what really interested me, is how that, with the connection. So, yes, this was another connection.
Yeah, another, and really the album is full of connections, that's for sure. Like we were talking about that beforehand, you said that you've been away from the townships for a while, and I think a lot of people are in that position. They always have a fondness for the townships after living somewhere else. You were telling me about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the, when I wrote these songs and put the album out, I really did it without a sense of, there's always a vulnerability with an artist. You never know if anybody is going to connect with what you've written at all.
Right.
And I wasn't sure if it connected with people down home or Lennoxville or maybe with people who've left and are looking back.
Or maybe all of them.
Actually, it's turning out does.
Uh-huh.
And that is always an interesting and surprising thing. And it's been, positively received.
That's great. Well, we're really enjoying your visit here. We're going to hear a little bit more of you, but first of all, we're just going to hear a word from our sponsors, and we're going to hear from Bird Note, and then you'll be back.
Okay, thanks.
And this is the News and Music Show. Sylvia in for Maureen today. I have a special guest live with me in the studio, Jim Robinson, and he's been playing some songs here, and he's got another one that's going to take us up to news time. This one is called The Dance. Can you
let's dance.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about it before?
Sure. I realized in writing this album that I thought initially I was writing about my experience. When I wrote The Rolling Hills in Megantic County, I thought, well, maybe that's the direction this is taking. It turned out it was more about other people. I discovered, no, I'm telling their stories. Which was a discovery for me. And one of the stories came out of an experience I had growing up where I played at a barn dance. We used to, just out of Lennoxville, there used to be a barn called Nick Dean's. And as a kid, I was in a band that was lucky enough to get a job there on Saturday nights. So we got to see a lot of the dating and early romances that were kind of developing or being nurtured, or the possibility for them on dance floors. And I saw that frequently because we played there regularly over a number of years. And last year I was invited to an anniversary and a party down here of Dawn and Linda Rothney. And I thought, wow, I saw them on their first date. Or if it wasn't their first date, it was an early one.
Yeah.
And so I was, sometimes things like that, like connections, I was in the writing these songs, and I saw, I'll write a song about that, maybe I'll try. But I couldn't. Didn't come. Nothing came.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Ottawa, and I happened to overhear a conversation, and it was the first two lines of this song. And I thought, aha, I think I just heard the beginning of that
this
song.
This is it.
And so we wrote it on the way back from Ottawa, and it ended up on the album. It's a song called Let's Dance. It's kind of an anniversary song.
Okay, let's hear it.
He said, I'm a sucker word for a pretty face. She said that could do you in. He said, oh well, like my father says, we all gonna die in the end. Let's dance, take my hand, let's begin and see where it ends. Let's dance, let's take a chance, take my hand. She said, I'm a sucker for a sense of humor. He said, that could get you in trouble. She said, oh well, like my mother says, life's all a bit of a gamble. Let's dance, take my hand, let's begin. Take a chance, take my hand, let's dance. The wedding day came, the kids came, the sunshine and the rain, the ins and outs. Good to me. She says you're still pretty good at making me laugh. Still the same old tease. Let's dance. Take my hand. Let's begin and see where it ends. Let's dance. Let's take a chance. Take my hand. Begin and see where it ends. Let's dance, take a chance, take my hand. Let's dance.
Terrific. Jim Robinson here on the News and Music Show. We're going to have more songs right after the news. So today we have a special guest in our studio, Jim Robinson, and he's been singing some great songs for us here live, and the last song was Let's Dance, and he gave us a good explanation of that one. So since we're like sort of in the dancing mood, how about another one? What's this one called?
This is called Moe's River Shuffle. I think it's a tribute to dance halls, and I was at one last weekend in Boulder. They had a community center dance fundraiser, I think, with Brian Lowry and David McBurney band, and I was out there. So they still have these.
Oh, yeah.
They're wonderful.
Yes.
And this is a tribute kind of to that part of this experience I had growing up, and I'm glad it's ongoing. But this is a song written in that spirit.
Oh, great. Okay.
Shuffle all night long. the Moe's River Shuffle all night long. You come together, you pull apart. You come down easy, go down hard. That's the Moe's River Shuffle all night long. Moe's River Shuffle. Moe's River Shuffle. That's the Moe's River Shuffle all night long. There's a dance hall, there's a girl. She had a smile that rocked my world. Dance the Moe's River Shuffle all night long. You come together, you pull apart. Come down easy, you go down hard. Dance the Moe's River Shuffle.
Jim Robinson sounds like down home. And you have a website, right, that we could visit mm-hmm. to find out more about your CD and your life?
Yes, yes. JimRobinson.ca.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were out of music for a little while, and you've gotten back into it?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? Okay.
I think I've always been in music, even though my life has taken where it's parallel, runs concurrent with work that I've done. Music has always been a thread, I think, or something I return to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in different configurations. Sometimes I was playing in cover bands, but more in the last 20 years it's been original music, so it's taken that path.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of, yes, music and along with whatever else is going
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm. So some of the songs on the CD, I don't remember which one it was, but on your website it mentions that you worked with some people. Can you tell us about some of the people that you've worked with?
Yes, on these recordings?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was another CD, I don't know.
Okay, the recording projects, I've been working with Jason Lang. He's Penny Lang's son.
Mm-hmm.
And I met him about 11 years ago. He's a musician, wonderful musician. I've been very fortunate to have the experience of working with him. He's a producer. He plays a lot of different instruments. And he and I've worked on all the projects that I've done. He's been the producer of all of them. Mm-hmm. I've co-produced this one because I had more of a hand in this one.
Right.
I had some ideas about the experiences I had growing up in the townships, and so I wanted to have more of an impact on how the songs came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been fortunate enough to get to have a lot of musicians who are familiar with this period, pedal steel and fiddle players, and
mm-hmm.
Bob Stagg is the accordion player.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all part of this project. It originally started with just solo,
mm-hmm.
me and guitar, and then I decided we'd do it with Jason and I, and then it grew. Took on a life of its own, and it got bigger than initially was conceived of as being.
Well, it's a terrific CD, that's for sure. We're going to have one more song with you in just a few moments, but just a word from our sponsors, and then we'll get right back to you. And with me in the studio, I have Jim Robinson live in the flesh, and he's going to sing us the last song for today. And what is this song?
This song's called The Woodshed.
Uh-huh. And?
It's a metaphor I came up with because I was looking for a way to capture something of what happens for a young aspiring musician who listens to CKTS. And
CKTS, yes.
And here's music that comes out of California, Bakersfield, or Nashville, or Texas, that happened to be part of that. And I think it was the country element, living up, growing up in a rural part of Quebec, and maybe the storytelling. Mm-hmm. But something about that music appealed to me. And of course, as a guitarist, an aspiring guitarist, I went through a growing phase where I think I drove my family around the bend.
And you ended up in the woodshed.
And of course, it's a metaphor for all musicians who are, quote, woodshedding, practicing their skill. This particular lick, I borrowed from a guitar player who worked with Buck Owens for a while, Don Rich. Uh-huh. And I loved the lick, and I thought for some reason they went together. So it's a song about the imagination of a young, aspiring country musician, I suppose.
Absolutely wonderful. Thanks so much for dropping by today.
My pleasure.
It was really great.
Thank you very much.
A really great CD, I have to tell you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.